The marketing team over at the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power certainly has seen better days. The utility's biggest employees union inserted itself in the mayoral election when Angelinos chose the other candidate. The DWP can't seem to answer the question about where $40 million that went to a couple of nonprofits run by the utility and the union eventually wound up. And now there are some big bugs, technical bugs, that are plaguing the DWP's billing system. Kevin Roderick is here with LA Observed this week. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
All right, so what's going on over the DWP?
Well, there's always something going on with DWP, isn't there?
Yeah, but we've got some issues now, especially where it pertains to ratepayer money.
Sure. Well, you know, and it's a little bit probably painful for the folks at DWP because they've just come off building a bit of goodwill around the anniversary of the aqueduct, right, a couple of weeks ago.
100 years.
Well, now DWP is back kind of in the dumper in terms of its public image. And, you know, it's probably the most unpopular agency that Los Angeles City Hall has, right? It's been stung through the years by all these disclosures that, you know, its employees make a lot more money for doing the same jobs as other city employees do. And people get those DWP bills every 2 months that keep going up, some of them because of DWP rates and some because they just throw a lot of other fees and taxes onto the DWP bill. So it's a hard battle for them to fight. But lately, they've been just shooting themselves in the foot a little bit more than normal.
Well, and they spent millions of dollars on this software upgrade for their billing system a few months ago, right?
See, that's the current thing, sure. The reason a lot of people are upset with them now is because they're getting bills at home that are wildly out of whack with what they used to be. They tried to automate the billing system and modernize the billing system. So people are showing up with bills, you know, a whole year's worth of bills shown up on one bill. They're getting cancellations. And then when you call to complain, you're not being able to get handled by anybody in a timely manner on the phone. And so people are just livid right now. And that's reaching the city council. There's going to be probably some backlash about this.
Well, we're already hearing from Councilman Mitch Englander, who's putting forward some sort of motion. They're going to talk about it this week, right?
The DWP is always more of a controversial sticking point in the valley where people have to pay more for air conditioning
They
have big yards where they spend a lot of water. And so Mitch Englander represents the far west valley. It's just his constituencies want him to keep an eye on the DWP.
And he's saying that he may put out some sort of motion to stop those disconnect notices going out until they examine what's going on with
just
the software.
Just some way to kind of stop the bleeding, really, and just, you know, make it so that people are not cut off while their bills are in dispute, because the DWP has to get this billing system back in order or everything's a mess. But that's not the only thing going on. You know, there was this controversy a few weeks ago about the $40 million that had gone, in ratepayer money, by the way, that had gone to two nonprofits that are closely tied to the union. Well, now the city council, which had been kind of taking a little bit of a wait-and-see approach, has just said, you know, we're fed up with this and we want to crack down on this and see where this money went. We want some real accountability.
Going forward, Kevin, I can only imagine how difficult it's going to be for the DWP to come before the city council or the CPUC, whomever it may be, to say we need a rate increase because we want to be better stewards of the environment, if you will.
Well, that's really where the, you know, the rubber's going to hit the road, so to speak, is that to play out its agenda of making Los Angeles more sustainable on water and on converting more of the power to sustainable generations of power, you know, solar and that sort of thing, and in particular to rebuild the infrastructure to let people, you know, have solar panels on their own roof and pump them into the electrical grid, it's going to cost a lot of money. And they're going to have to go back to the ratepayers and say, you know, we need more and more money. And that's just going to become politically harder to sell as these kind of problems continue to raise their heads.
All right. Kevin Roderick from LA Observed. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.